When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Brandon Graham's show at 6 tonight from Chickies, as is every Monday. Then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest, Landon Dickerson. So, Ike.
Yes. Jack.
It's a good sigh before you get into this.
Well,
wrong.
I was good and still am good with Joel Embiid deciding to play in the Olympics. I was good with it.
Going back to this.
Yeah. Well, the Sixers are 2-10, and they play Miami tonight.
Yeah.
And they are 5-point underdogs because Joel Embiid is doubtful with an illness.
Yeah.
So I was good with
South Beach flu.
I was good with all those things. I was good with the Olympics. I was good with the not playing in the first several games to get him ready. 100% good with it. I got it. Good with them not winning those games. But there was something about Friday night's game against Orlando that broke me. So they played a good first half. They actually looked like the Sixers. For a moment, we saw what it could look like when everybody was playing together. Embiid looked pretty good, was scoring. Paul George wasn't scoring, but looked pretty good. They're winning the game. I'm like, okay, here we go. And then we had a second half that was a complete disaster. Embiid was completely gassed, 100% gassed. And when he's gassed, it's the worst version of him. He's turning the ball over left and right. You know, they're stealing the ball from behind him. But on top of that, the rest of the team, sort of aimless, throwing the ball to the other team, low energy, no 50-50 balls. And it's just like enough already. This is embarrassing. It's embarrassing for everyone who believed in Joel. It's embarrassing for everyone who believed in the team. You know, I know that Nick Nurse is in a difficult situation with a bunch of new players and the best players going in and out of the lineup, all that stuff. But for there to be no sense of urgency whatsoever and no attention to detail late in the game, that is a reflection on him. At the end of the day, that is a reflection on him. And as far as Joel, and I know I'm just repeating what Mike Lombardi said to us on Friday, dude, I can even buy you looking like crap in the first game. You haven't played an NBA game in 6 months, but I cannot buy you being gassed in the second half of a game when you missed the first 3 weeks of the season getting ready for the season. What were you doing for the last 3 weeks? And as far as tonight, he's out with an illness. I don't know what he's sick with. People get sick. They miss games. Whatever.
Well, grown men don't get sick.
Well, I don't
professional wanna, athletes don't get sick.
I don't want to say it, and it turns out he has some other thing. Whatever.
Maxie was sick last year.
But I do want to say.
I didn't buy that.
Hurts took the flu plane. Remember the flu plane?
The flu plane. I do want to say that if you had been present for the Orlando game in a meaningful way, then missing this game maybe doesn't feel like such a big deal. If you had been present for the Knicks game in a meaningful way, maybe missing tonight wouldn't be such a big deal. It's not the end of the world that they are four games out of, you know, the mid-pack of the East. Mm-hmm. What the end of the world is that I don't know how you watch any of these games and say to yourself, oh, they're getting better. At no point do I see any of this stuff. And it is a... I'm just sick of defending Joel day after day after day, year after year after year after year, and think to myself, what have you been doing for the last month to not be in shape? Because, again, the first game, getting your wind back for an NBA game, I get it. But to be completely unable to play NBA basketball in the second game of the Orlando game is embarrassing. For the team to be throwing the ball to the other team and have no semblance of where, not calling out when there's a guy behind them, not calling out screens. I'm sick of seeing Nick Nurse mopey during every press conference, you know, sarcastically answering questions for the press when you are part of this too. Somebody on that team, after they lose, has to say, this is not who we are, and we can't play like this anymore. I don't need them to be jumping into the second row of the stands, but what I do need them to do in the second month of the season, when you are 2-10, 2-10, is to act like the games matter at least a little bit.
Now,
at least a little bit, because what's going to happen is they're going to wake up one day and they're going to be 6-24. And then where are we going to be? Then it's not going to be the rest of the Eastern Conference sucks. It's not going to be don't wait until everybody gets healthy. Like, if they don't show a sense of urgency about these games now, they will wake up one day and this season will be completely lost. And I don't – last thing.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't think they don't have enough good players to win games. They do. The Detroit Pistons win games. You know what I mean? The Charlotte Hornets win games. There are the New Orleans Pelicans win games. There are plenty of crappy teams around the NBA that win some games. Being 2-10 is not acceptable. Looking the way they did in the second half of that game is not acceptable. The coach acting the way that he does in press conferences and not having the team prepared to play is not acceptable. And they're in danger, and this is the last thing, of they think people are mad. Wake up. Like, in 2 weeks, they're not going to care.
Yeah, you better hope people stay mad. Yeah. When you're mad, that means you actually care.
The Philadelphia Eagles can be bad and have people care. Yeah. But with the other teams in town, no. And we've all seen the Flyers fell out of the public consciousness. For a decade, the Phillies fell out of the public consciousness. And I promise you, the Sixers will too. And that is the last thing they want. And I just, like, as a fan, I'm embarrassed by it.
Well, I'll tell you this. And see, I don't know if you'll ever get to this point, but I've gotten to this point where I'm just detached. I'm just detached. Like, you ask, how can they be a certain way? Well, it's coming from the best player on the team.
Yep.
Let's be honest about it. It's coming from the best player on the team. The regular season, to a point where he says he's not playing in back-to-back games, he doesn't get ready for the beginning of the season, he's slow to ramp up, he's still not in shape. All those are indicators that he doesn't care about the games right now. Like, his personality and attitude says, I don't care, these games aren't important to me, so why should it be important to the rest of the guys on the team? When it'll become important to those guys when it's important to him. When he's out there every night, busting his hump as the best player on the team. You don't get to cruise and relax to the second half of the season and try to get ready for the playoffs while your teammates are out there busting their ass. I'm telling you, they probably love him as a teammate. They probably love him as a person. And quite frankly, they're probably afraid, walking on eggshells, to anybody actually say anything about this. Because it starts with him. Like, that's who it starts with. I love Joel Embiid, but this starts with him. This starts with him. He put the Olympics first, which, in my opinion, jeopardized his health and whether or not he would be ready for the season. He wasn't ready for the season. There's a lot of mixed messaging and really smoke and mirrors as to what's really going on with him. Is he injured? Is he ramping up? Is he okay? This and that and the other. Everybody's pissed off before the season starts. Sixers handled that terribly. He's not ready to go. He's going after a reporter for a story that's been made. This has the making of being a straight disaster this season. It has to make – there's no way this can turn out to be a good thing.
And
there's no way, real quick, no way this can turn out to be a good thing because it's off on the wrong foot. And I don't think that from the best player down, it's being – the right example is being set. And it starts with him. I got to start with him. They're at his beckoning. They're at his – they can't do anything unless he says do it. Is he playing? Is he not playing? Is he good to go? Is he not good to go? How long is he playing? Everybody, that's why Nick Nurse is pissed off. That's why he's in a bad mood. He doesn't know what's going on with his own team. And this is Joel Embiid, man. I'm sorry to say, but this is all Joel Embiid right now. This is Joel Embiid. His approach to this trickles down to the rest of these guys. And for him to not still be in shape, that's a slap in every fan's face who was told he was ramping up. He was ramping up to get ready for the season, to get in shape. Has he really? Has he really been ramping up to get in shape?
It's unacceptable. And when you start losing people like you and me,
yeah,
there's not going to be anybody left. because this is the end of the line. These are the last people. The people defending him now, or were defending him a week ago, that we're the last. We're the last line of defense. They got to wake up. They got to because I'm embarrassed by all of it.
Speaking of waking up, I don't plan to wake up till January.
Oh, well, I'm up now. Unfortunately, I got to watch every game. And
when it comes to the
stupid podcast.
I mean, I see it, but I'm just like, oh, okay. Yeah. It's another loss. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll tell you one guy who's awake. That is Ike. Nick Sirianni. Well, Ike's awake now. Yep, absolutely.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nick Sirianni. We have the Nick Sirianni day after press conference, even though it's 5 days after the press conference. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies gift cards for the holidays, the perfect gift that always fits and always gets used. Buy in person or online at chickiesandpeets.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.